This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 and 90.9 FM HD. Too. We're also streaming online at will.illinois.edu. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. This Saturday, a 5K run walk will be held in Champaign-Urbana to raise money and awareness of eye disease. The event is organized by a University of Illinois student group called I Walk for Vision to support the work of Hope for Vision. And two guests join me this afternoon in the studio to talk about I Walk and Hope for Vision. They are U of I students Kimberly Musil and Christina Hahn. Welcome. So glad you could come in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So how did you get involved in this effort?
Well, we got an email from the LAS Chalk, which is like a student newsletter, and, it was looking for volunteers or people to help organize it. And we both just kind of looked at it and were just like, sure, why not? You know, we'll go try it out. And it ended up being like a really cool experience. So.
Yeah. So you did this last year then?
This is the first year doing it.
Oh, okay. This
is
the first year.
Mm-hmm. So we just found out this year.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about Hope for Vision and how the money that you raise at this I Walk and 5K run will be utilized.
Well, Hope for Vision is a nationwide organization, and the I Walk for Vision is what we have here at U of I, and everything we earn is going to go towards the Hope for Vision fund, which it funds research for these eye diseases that individuals have throughout their life, all different types of eye diseases. So it just goes towards that and towards research. And the goal of Hope for Vision is to raise enough money and hopefully by the year 2020 to have 2020 vision.
So 2020 vision for everyone by 2020.
Exactly.
That's a great goal.
Thanks.
So the walk run is set for Saturday. Does one need to register beforehand or can we register on Saturday morning?
Registration right now is closed online, but you can come to the event Saturday morning at 10 a.m., and it's $15 to register, and you get a free T-shirt with that, and then there will be a free lunch provided afterwards also. Just come to register in the morning.
Okay, and where do we go?
Well, it's actually held, it started on the quad.
Okay.
So south of the Union. There'll be hopefully a nice number of people, so it'll be pretty easy to be found. But there'll be booths set up for people who have already registered and people who need to register the day of, and T-shirt booths and everything.
Okay. Is this an event that you'd love to see community members come out for?
Definitely. We've been really focusing on the community. Kim and I are both part of the community board. And we're definitely reaching out to other people besides the students as
besides
well.
Besides students, okay.
Yeah.
How many folks have registered online?
Currently, we have about 117 people.
Okay, good.
So that's a great number. We have students. We have also younger children registered. We have people of the community. So we have a lot of people coming out.
So we can make this a family event.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
It's a very good family event.
Now, there are a number of ways we can do this. We can walk. Mm-hmm. We can run. But you can also participate as a guide or as a visually impaired walker. Couple of questions here. Do people who are visually impaired take part? And what's involved in being a guide?
Well, yes, actually, we do have some visually impaired people that I'm sure are part of it. We actually, our president, Ashley Soriano, she was the founder of iWalk here at the University of Illinois, and she has one of the eye diseases. So she is one of them. And then we actually have made masks for everyone to wear if you are part of the experience, and you can see what it is like to have either tunnel vision or peripheral vision, and it's more of a challenging event than if you take part in that.
Yeah, that's where the awareness comes in,
right.
Doesn't it? Okay. And also, you're encouraging folks to bring old eyeglasses to the event.
Right.
So even if maybe you can't, so you got something else scheduled on Saturday, you can come and drop off old eyeglasses if you've got them.
Exactly. Yeah, we will have a little bin, I believe, for all the eyeglasses that people are willing to donate.
Okay, so. Very good. Mm-hmm. And if we need more information, if somebody's listening and they're in the car driving and they can't take notes this afternoon, where can we go for more information about the iWalk and 5K Run for Vision?
Well, there's a website, www.hopeforvision.org /iWalk. That's online, and that will show you exactly all the details about it, what time the race starts, and all the raffle prizes that may be there, and everything like that. So.
Okay, very good. iWalk and 5K Run for Vision, Saturday, April 25th at the Illini Union on the quad side. $15 to register. Check in at 10 a.m., and the race walk starts at 11 a.m. And if you've got old eyeglasses you're not sure what to do with, you're onto a new prescription, bring them with you and drop them off. And again, the website, www.hopeforvision.org. 2020 Vision for Everyone by 2020. Okay. Well, Kimberly, Christina, thank you so much.
Thank you so
Thanks
much
for having us.
Kimberly Musil and Christina Hahn, they are students at the University of Illinois.